What you doing? I'm the AC, and this is Otaku News Reviews. I'm talking about Junshi X by Norihiko Kurozono, Chapter 18, Only One Way Out. This chapter came out on July 2nd, 2023, and is the now typical 19 pages. Firstly, before talking what happens in this chapter, look at how cool this chapter title page is, especially Jiri Lee. He honestly looks pretty badass. I mean, they all look cool, new designs, whatever. Just something cool to look at, but I don't know. I guess I'm becoming more of a Jiri Lee fan, especially now he has this whole like self-sacrifice thing about to go on. And I don't know. I just want to point that out. I feel like I don't normally put out designs and art and stuff. I don't talk about that stuff as much as I probably should. So this page, just really cool. It really impressed me. Anyways, so we left off with them about to run into a fourth order Junshi. They realize it's probably given like a shoe decree to just stand guard. And at first they think about just throwing like a Muyu ink stone and running for it. And they pretty much realize that's not going to be enough. He'll catch up to him right away. So Xiaohu says he's going to pin it down with the shoe and they're just going to run away. So, you know, Jiri Lee uses his D-Long Earth Dragon while Chaoyun throws the Ink Stone. Turns out, Xiaohu was just lying. He planned on finding it himself. And, you know, he has to surpass his limits, going real Black Clover on this. Jiri Lee and Chaoyun understand his resolve and leave with Lady Jiaton. And now, right away, Xiaohu takes a blow. And we learn about Ji Kaifeng from Master Labo in a flashback. A quick little flashback gives us a lesson on ultimate technique, which is it unleashes their entirety of their latent Don Li. And in order to do this, they need more of an open awareness of their surroundings, use all their senses, really get in to know. Kind of reminds us of me of like the sage technique from Naruto, a little bit. There may be more to it. A lot of also Dragon Ball Z kind of stance going on to get that power. So yeah, definitely inspirations from other shonen tropes. But yeah, and of course we see Xiaohu uses this G Kong Fan Ultimate Unleashing Seal. And another cool thing, his Don Li ends up shaping into Long Fu in the process. And that's it. He's about to take on this fourth order Junshi. And with this next chapter, I'll see most likely one or two things happening. It fails and he has to do it again. It's kind of a similar thing. It's going to be his first time using it. He'll probably try using it again once it fails. You know, some fighting, some struggle. I mean, there has to be some struggle. Or what may happen with Xiaohu realizing there's even more power in this technique than he first realized, it may just completely work and obliterate this. We kind of already saw him do something similar before. So it'll be one of two things. Hopefully what's not going to happen is it cuts to the rest of the group running away or something, or them trying to turn back and help. I hope that doesn't happen because that'd be kind of lame. Xiaohu wants to surpass their limits. Love him. Because, you know, it's a cool moment, cool character development. It needs to happen. And as cool as, you know, like, friends are going to help, let this cool moment happen. But, yeah, last thing, of course, talking about the title, it's pretty much comes down to Xiaohu's plan to fight it. All the other plans wouldn't be enough for them to get away. Which is, I don't know, it could be the plans itself or the process of planning could be their only way out. But ultimately, Xiaohu feels like the only way out is for him to fight it. They all could fight it, be even safer, but I guess Xiaohu also thinks he could fail. That's pretty much the base of it. But yeah, let's talk more about it, what you think of this chapter. I feel like it's pretty good. A lot of talking, a lot of planning. Not too much happens yet, but hey, we get to see a cool technique, which, you know, maybe plenty to talk about on its own. But yeah, you can leave me a comment, you can find me on social media, The AC Stories, email me at theacstories@gmail.com, or join my Discord. Links will be in the description, but if you like what I have to say, go ahead and give a like. If you want to stay, more in the loop of what's going on, go ahead and subscribe. But until next time, I'm The AC, thank you so much, and bye.